Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 20 of the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3, the podcast where we talk about a new game every single week. My name is Logan Myrie, and as always, I'm joined by my esteemed co-host and sound engineer, Eric Bellsprout Krause. Eric, how you doing?
Good. And you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't think I'm ever going to win at Tetris 99.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Me either. It's never happening.
I looked at my clock last night, because Tetris keeps a track of your stats.
Yeah.
I've played over 12 hours of that game. I have over 200 KOs now, and I have not gotten higher than fourth. And I am so upset about it, because I just want to win so badly.
I've kind of fallen off because I keep diving into Golf Story, but I think if I do win at some point, I'm never fucking playing that game
again. It's become an addiction for me at this point. Like, I haven't played anything else. Well, I played some Apex, but I haven't, like, I play Tetris. Like, if I have free time, I'm playing Tetris, trying to win. And I've, like, come up, so the longest I played was for 3 straight hours until my hands physically hurt so much that I had to put it down.
Eric, you have a problem, dude.
Yeah, but so here's the thing, is so you have to warm up, because, like, I'm not getting 4. I'm not consistently getting top 10, you know? But I do it pretty often. I get top 10 now, a lot more than when I first started, because when I first started, I fucking sucked at this game. But now I'm much better. But so you basically, it's 15 to 20 minutes of warming up, basically. I have to get my hands moving, get them moving quick, you know. And then it's like in between that 30-minute and that 45-minute where I'm doing fucking great. This is when I'm getting my top 10s, and I just get... The problem is I keep not getting number one, and so I just keep getting angrier and angrier, and so I keep making dumb mistakes, and then I start to drop off, and then there's about a lull period where I'm just playing the game because I hate myself.
Your competitive spirit's really coming out here, huh?
Yeah.
Like a full force.
Yeah, because I want to win so badly so I could delete this fucking game. All I want is to win, and I know I only have 16 T-spins, because T-spins, I can't fucking do them. I just don't know how. I fucking go and I try to do a T-spin, and it is just flipping all around, and it's not going down into the hole and making the shape. And it just infuriates me, because I don't know how to do them. And I just want to win, and I have to do it without using T-spins, because I'm god-awful at them. And every guide online says, use T-spins.
I'm still unclear what the T-spin is, but we have other things to talk about.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there, because it's been my life since the last time we talked about it last week.
I just want to go back to your nickname for a second, because I spent some time during this. We were sitting in class. I wasn't listening. I was like, I need a nickname for Eric.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we're talking about Pokemon. It's a Pokemon extravaganza episode. So I pulled up a list of every Pokemon ever.
Yeah.
And I scrolled through and I tried to figure out which one had the Eric spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find any of them. So I kind of just went, all right, I'm going to pick a random one. And Bellsprout kind of seemed to fit.
Did you just, like, throw it into a random generator or something?
No, I just kind of was like, all right, let me go back and figure it out.
Oh, okay.
But I did. I looked at literally every single Pokemon I ever made and tried
and
to...
And you chose fucking Bellsprout.
Yeah, it just kind of fit for me. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
Bellsprout fucking sucks.
No, Bellsprout's cool. You ever seen the gif of him, like, fucking body slamming Bulbasaur?
No.
There's a gif, and it's like a Bellsprout, and he, like, it's just his little leaf hand, and he has Bulbasaur, and he's like Hulk smashing him, like in the Avengers, like with Loki. It's really funny. I don't know.
All right, I'll have to look at it. But Bellsprout's usually a bitch, so.
Everyone, before we start the show, please, if you enjoy the show, or you have enjoyed the show, or think maybe in the future you will enjoy this show, rate us on iTunes or share us with your friends. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Late for Embargo. I've been posting all of our podcasts up on there. I'm almost caught up, kind of. And in the future, we have some fun stuff planned. So, sub there, turn the notifications on, and get ready for some wild business.
Yeah, that's for sure what it'll be, is wild business.
Anyways, Eric, before we get to the real topic of the show, I have a hot topic, one day sponsored by Hot Topic, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. So I had it written as just Pokemon, and then I was like, wait, no, Detective Pikachu.
So spoiler alert, as you should know, coming to every single one of our shows. But man, this movie would have been so much better if they didn't show Mewtwo.
I'm still really excited for this movie. I don't know how it looks as good as it is.
Yeah.
I think that Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu is a perfect cast, or like a casting role there. I think that everything about it, the role looks super, the world looks cool, it looks stylish, everything about it looks cool, but I wish that they would not have made that second trailer.
It would have been so cool if you were just sitting in the movie and Mewtwo just shows up. It reminds me a lot in the Thor Ragnarok trailer when the best moment in Thor Ragnarok is Hulk comes out in the arena.
Yeah.
But they showed that in the trailer. Like, yeah, that would have been such a cool moment if you think, oh shit, shit's about to go down. Thor's about to fight something crazy.
And it's
fucking
the Hulk.
Hulk comes out. Like, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's to get things hyped for the movie, but now I kind of, I feel like I have a roadmap of exactly where this movie's going.
Yeah, now you know exactly what's going to happen in the movie.
Because, like, if you look back at the trailer, there's that Charizard, he kind of has that purple glow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, motherfucker, dude, mm-hmm. like.
It's just the Mewtwo movie, basically.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I still am really excited. I think this movie is going to be way better than it has any right to be.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really good. I'm surprised how good some of the Pokemon look. Some of them are kind of creepy. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense that they're terrifying looking.
I thought Mewtwo looked cool.
Yeah, me too.
I think Pikachu looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. I was a little off-put at first because you know how in the anime he doesn't really look furry. He looks kind of, I don't know.
I'm pretty used to it, though. About
no, yeah, now I'm like, oh, yeah.
And it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Rodent creature.
It's way creepier if he would be not.
Yeah, if he was like a smooth skin, that'd be weird.
Like a hairless mole rat.
Yeah, like Mr. Mime's face and that shit. Like.
Yeah, yeah. No, but like Psyduck looks really cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what is that one Pokemon called? Apalm or something?
Yeah,
is that
Apalm.
Yeah, he looks cool.
He looks pretty good. He's probably the scariest looking.
Yeah,
but that's because in the trailer he's like spazzing out.
Yeah, Greninja's look cool too. I was like, oh, that was a good design for those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Eric, what else you got to say about this this movie?
I saw an interesting fan theory on Twitter about this movie, and it was that Detective Pikachu is actually his father, and that's why Pikachu has his hat. Is because he was put into, I can't remember what the thing is called, but that thing, it's in Pokemon Red, Dr. Oak has this thing that can turn you into a Pokemon or whatever. And so I think the thing
is... And that's why he has the hat.
Yeah, that's why he has the hat, is because Detective Pikachu is his father. He just doesn't remember, he has like amnesia, so he doesn't remember getting put into the body.
I'm not going to lie, I don't hope that's the case.
I thought that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess, but I kind of like the idea that he just is like a weird Pikachu.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. But it's
Why the fuck would the hat fit him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, how small is that hat in real life?
What is his dad have a really tiny head?
Yeah.
Also, I don't guess does Pikachu have a big head? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Pikachu has a big head, but I don't know. Does he? I guess his head kind of looks the same.
You know,
size
now that I'm thinking about it, that makes a lot of sense because Pikachu is a fucking detective or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a world class detective, and he's and so was his dad.
Yep.
Ah, damn it.
See, it's a good theory.
Yeah, but like, damn, I don't want to know any of this shit.
Yeah. I don't know, the only problem, I just thought of it, but now I don't remember what the only problem was. There was some problem with it that I saw, but I can't remember. If I remember, I'll tell you.
I'm curious to know what other Pokemon will be making an appearance. I thought the Bulbasaur looked cool.
Oh, I thought it was kind of lame how small Snorlax was in the thing.
Wait, no, that's not... Wait.
I think it was the real Snorlax that was.
Was
it
he was
like
in the trailer?
In the street, yeah.
Let me take a look.
It
at
was
this.
Like a, it was like a quick frame, but he's like sitting in the street and he's kind of small. Like I think Snorlax is supposed to be massive.
Yeah,
he's supposed to take up a
huge.
Whole road. Like, I thought that would have been cool. Like if they had like some like cameo, like or not cameo.
Oh, you're right.
Egg.
Yeah, he doesn't look that big.
Yeah, it would be cool if they had some Easter egg where Snorlax is blocking their way. And he's like, oh, we need to go get the flute. And Pika just like, no, let's just climb over him.
Yeah, that
like,
would have
been funny.
That would have been good, yeah.
Yeah.
There were some little Pokemon scurrying around that it was too quick to know what they were.
Yeah. I can't remember the Pokemon's name, but it's the one that wears like a poncho and has like the cactus hat.
Yeah, I'm looking
he
at it right
terrifying.
Now. Yeah, really spooky.
But
he's
also
like a
making
screech.
A weird face, too.
I'm just really excited. But like I said, here's my issue again with the Mewtwo thing. First of all, I wish that they wouldn't have shown it.
Yeah.
Second of all, I really like the idea of there being like a really small Pokemon story.
Mm-hmm. Mewtwo's way too big of a story.
And so I'm like, this is like an epic. This mm-hmm. is, you know what I mean? This is like an epic, it's, you know, they get caught up in all this shit. But like, I don't know why, like I love smaller stories in larger universes. And I kind of just wish that like they would do something with like, you know what I mean? It, by all means, it's a low stakes story. You know, it's a,
yeah, the world's not going to end if the hero doesn't win. Kind
yeah. Of that's what I'm thinking, but it's not,
But now, it's not now it seems like they're trying to stop Mewtwo.
Which is, I would say, pretty high stakes.
Yeah, pretty high stakes, considering Mewtwo wants to, like, kill all humans.
Yeah.
I also thought it was pretty interesting. So in that shot with Flareon doing either evolving from an Eevee or coming out of a Pokeball or something, it has Dialga, Palkia, and Arceus right behind him.
Really? Wait, oh, shit. Detective Pikachu,
Flareon. And I thought that was super interesting. Because, like, Arceus is obviously considered, like, God in this universe. And Dialga and Palkia are time and space. So, like, that's pretty crazy.
I'm having trouble finding the still online. But I trust you. I feel like I should watch it.
If you go to, I can't remember the guy's name. But some guy posted on Twitter because that's where I saw it. He's the comic. He does comic stuff for IGN. It's like Joshua Yule or something.
I'll look at it later.
Yeah.
Charizard looked cool.
Yeah, I think Charizard looked cool. The fight was pretty funny. Pikachu swears.
Dude, that's my other thing with this is that I'm like, oh, man, I love that this is PG-13. Yeah. And I love that, like Pikachu's super snarky and he's like, oh, hell. And he does the little, like, lays down and, you know, pretends to be cute or whatever.
Yeah.
And I saw a funny tweet that was like, Pikachu gets hit in the anime or the game or whatever, and he's like, oh, he makes a little cute Pika sound or whatever. Yeah. Pikachu gets hit in Detective Pikachu. He's like, oh, fuck, man, right in the dick.
Yeah, I saw that tweet, too. It was pretty fucking good. I just think it'll be interesting to see if they use their one fuck.
Yeah,
just saw Alita, awful movie, but they used their one fuck really well.
Yeah, the one fuck in that movie was very good.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see if they will use it in this Pokemon movie.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. It'd be pretty great, like when he's fighting Mewtwo or something, because obviously it's going to happen now. I wonder if they're going to have Pika fight Mewtwo, because obviously that is a losing battle.
Yeah, even in the anime, like that, I mean, you know, in the first movie, which, by the way, I watched, doesn't hold up that well.
You watched it again?
Yeah, I made my girlfriend and I made her watch it over winter break, basically, because I was like, oh, shit, man, I watched that movie so many times when I was a kid. And some things about it are cool, and some things about it do not hold up that well.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
I remember the Mew and Mewtwo fight being really good. Is that?
Yeah, yeah. The fights were cool by all by all accounts. And I thought that was cool that, like, I guess Mewtwo has, like, the change of heart. So I don't know how they're gonna deal with that kind of shit in this one. But
yeah, it'll be interesting. Maybe Ash will show up.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting. Maybe
it's Red. Red shows up instead of Ash. That would be so much cooler.
That would be cool, yeah.
Because then they're just like, fuck the anime. Straight games on this shit.
I'm most excited to see all the Pokemon, like, on screen and to, you know, look for Easter eggs and shit like that.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I'm going to the movie for, because I want to see all the Easter eggs and the references they make.
And I think that it'll be good. Anyways, we should move on. We have some other things to talk about. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, 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 bump. Game of the show. We got to work on that a little bit. I don't know if
you know what? I'm getting the MIDI keyboard. We could just actually throw in an actual jingle. Could just actually make that jingle happen.
That's fine. We can do that. We are talking about Pokemon Let's Go and the newly announced, as of literally this morning, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
So what do you want to talk about first? Sword and Shield or Let's Go?
Yeah, I want to talk about Sword and Shield first.
All right.
So
what do you think?
I woke up at fucking 8 in the morning, which I know
did you
not...
Did catch the shit live?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I just
I was very excited. Well, also because I just had to get up to go to class, but I was like, you know, I got up a little early.
Yeah.
And I have some takeaways. I don't know if everyone saw this, but there was that screenshot that was floating around that was obviously fake. It was basically Breath of the Wild.
I think it was fan art. It was,
yeah, no.
It wasn't like a leaked image.
No, I know. People were just putting it out there. It's like, whoa, wouldn't this be crazy? And I kind of got in my brain that I was like, man, dude, they're going to do some wild shit. Like, I knew it wasn't going to be like that, but I thought it was going to be like...
I mean, a lot of people did.
Yeah, so I kind of got in my brain. And I wasn't disappointed, I will say. But I was like, man... Wouldn't it be fucking cool if this game was like some crazy, like, you know, Breath of the Wild to the other Zelda games.
Yeah.
Some crazy break from formula. And it doesn't really look like that's what it is. And frankly, there are some things shown that I'm like, oh, fuck, man. Because there are some...
Oh, what didn't you like?
So my big thing with the Let's Go game that I played, Pikachu, was that actually I think that there are some, like, really good quality of life changes made to that game. Mainly... the fact that random encounters aren't a thing. You just see the Pokemon out in the world. Which, one, I think makes the map feel way more lived in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're walking around, you're
and
seeing
you
all these...
see them.
You can see all the Pokemon and stuff. But also, it just kind of deals with the fucking annoyance of random encounters. And I understand, I don't know, people probably like that. It's how the Pokemon games work. But I really, really, after going doing it in Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, I was like, man, I do not want to go back.
Yeah.
And so it looks like they're back in this game. The random encounters, at least, is what it seemed like.
Yeah, in the trailer, you didn't really see anything walking around, and the guy walks in the grass, and then the music starts, and it happens. So,
also, I'm just going to say it, dude. The names of these games are dumb.
Yeah, I don't like Sword and Shield. That was my probably least favorite part.
Well, yeah, because they ran out of colors and minerals.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it's fine. I mean, the name really doesn't really matter that much, but I thought it was kind of lame. That was my biggest takeaway, was the name was lame.
But there are a lot of things that I saw that looked fucking cool. My main thing is that the starters, I wasn't excited at all about. I've played every Pokemon game, like, mainline, except for Black and White 2, which I don't even know if counts. And,
yeah, I didn't play Black and White 2 either.
And Sun and Moon, which
I didn't play that one either.
But I did play X and Y, and I played all
of the
ones.
Oh, I didn't play X and Y either. The last one I played was Black and White, and then I haven't played since Black and White.
Well, so, I mean, you've played a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I don't really know anything about Sun and Moon, but,
Those are the Hawaiian ones.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't think the starters for that game looked cool, really. Mm. And, like, even, like, Incineroar, who's, like, kind of, I feel like, the big one that he made into Smash stuff. I'm like, I don't know. He's not that cool.
Honestly, I really like Incineroar now because he's in Smash.
Yeah, me too. So I think that these starters are, like, some of the like, coolest looking and, like, kind of cutest, like, that we've seen in quite a while.
Well, what's the grass one's name?
I have it written down. It's Grookey.
Grookey? He's just kind of a straight ripoff of the one from Diamond and Pearl. That
yeah,
was the fire chimp.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't remember. I don't know his name.
I don't remember his name either.
But yeah, he's just kind of a grass version of him. So yeah. I thought that was kind of a ripoff.
But I thought that Sobble specifically. I was like, oh yeah, dude, I like that. There's
yeah,
already
Sobble,
like, memes
is he going to be your starter? Because he'll probably be mine.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. The thing I kind of took away from the starters, though, are that they're real animals again. Or yeah. They're based off, so you get the monkey, the lizard, and then the rabbit. So I thought that's pretty cool.
Well, I think they usually have been, right? Well, in the last one, it was a cat. I don't remember the other ones.
It was like a weird bird lizard thing. The grass one was. I don't remember what the fire one was, the cat. I don't remember what the water one was. But I just, like, in Black and White, the last one I played, it gives me hope that in this game there won't be a Pokemon that is literally a garbage bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or we won't get an ice cream cone that is sentient.
I am, because, I mean, dude, there's only so many animals in the world. Like, you know, I feel like they might be running out of these.
Well, yeah, that was in Black and White, they ran out of animals, and that's why you get the garbage bag. So I'm hoping we get Pokemon more like Gen 1 and 2 and 3 to some extent.
Some other takeaways are that the region called the Galar region with an R at the end. I thought it looked super cool. It's like kind of like London. It seems like it's supposed to be the kind of thing. It's got like these cool like rolling hills and shit.
I'm super excited because it doesn't look like there's a huge area that you have to be on the water and have to have a Pokemon in your party dedicated to using Surf. So
well, yeah, well, HMs aren't a thing anymore.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think they were in Sun and Moon, and they definitely were in Let's
That's
Go.
Good. That's a good change.
Yeah, that's a great
fucking
quality
hate
of life
HMs.
Change.
But yeah, it doesn't look. But still, I hate water having to like swim around on a Pokemon and just like explore. Like in Sapphire, that's one of my favorite Pokemon. But in Pokemon games, but in that one you have to spend so much time in the water.
Yeah, that was the big. Remember, that was kind of the joke that was about IGN was that they were like, oh, too much water.
Yeah.
But that was actually the first Pokemon game I beat because I got it when I was super young.
Yeah.
And I have super fond memories of that game specifically. But yeah, a lot of water in that one.
Yeah, and so this one doesn't seem like it has a lot of water, and it seems like it has a lot of different biomes. Like it's very green at the start, and has the winter stuff up at the top, and has like that awesome looking city in the middle.
Yeah, they have two cities. The one looks really like
High
tech kind of, and like futuristic or whatever, and then the one looks like kind of an older like art like art. It kind of looks like London.
Yeah, I love how three dimensional the game is too.
Yeah, it does look like at least from what I saw from the glimpses that. The routes might be more open,
and
you know, there's more room to move around and stuff.
Yeah, you're not
cool.
Like on a grid walking around, basically.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It looks a lot cooler by that standard.
Yeah. Plus, like I like it had a sense of scale too, because like it like showed the map and then like it went in to show gameplay and like things looked big around you.
Yeah,
and you looked like a small normal sized person in like an actual world.
It looks like they're really taking advantage of some of that. that switch process. Yeah, because I mean, all like if especially with the beginning where they're kind of showing your house, like there's a lot of really cool like small little details that you can definitely see.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So which one are you gonna get, Sword or Shield?
I don't know any of the difference. I'm wondering.
See what the legendaries are first.
Yeah, I'll see what the exclusives for each one are. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing: we should definitely get opposite ones.
Well, yeah, for sure. It does kind of make me want to get Pokemon Eevee just because now I'm in the mood for a Pokemon game.
Well, we should talk about that because, well, that's obviously my like game of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to convince you to get it because it's fucking cool.
Yeah. Okay. Just one more thing before we go into that. I'm interested to see what they do with the legendaries, like what the legendary theme's going to be, and if they do decide to do something different with the story or if it's the same story they always do where you start out, get your Pokemon, your goal is to be champion of the Elite Four. Along the way, Team Rocket-esque evil deep peoples try to stop you, and then you go get a literal god, and then you capture that literal god and put it in your pocket and then take it to the Elite Four.
Yeah, I am really hoping that they do something with that formula this time, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm maybe they've heard enough. Like I said, I haven't played Sun and Moon, so I feel like that would be the best indication of maybe what's happening.
Yeah.
But I just, they got to do something, man. That's what I'm saying. I really hope that this game, I mean, and they even said, oh, we're trying some new stuff. I hope that there's some things that they do incorporate from, like, Let's Go Pikachu.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm really excited. I think that it went much better than I think it could have.
Yeah,
but
I mean, in the direct, they even say that this is a Pokemon game for people who've been playing since Gen 1 and for people that joined in the Let's Go game, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It is concerning, though, because it feels like a lot of the things that they do design-wise are maybe, I understand people are, oh, man, Pokemon's for babies or whatever, which is fine. I think it's totally cool to have a game that is accessible for children.
I mean, it's the only turn-based RPG I play,
other
than Persona.
Well, I'm just saying I hope that there are some quality of life things that maybe make it feel less, I don't know, hand-holdy.
Yeah, I'm hoping the beginning takes 2 minutes and it doesn't take a year and a half. So, not the worst part of the game is having to choose your Pokemon and have to learn how to catch a Pokemon and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure there'll be that stuff because obviously there are people who are going
to. Well, I'm hoping it'll just give you the option to skip it, maybe.
It's maybe.
Like, have you played a Pokemon game before? Yes. Okay. You know what to do.
All right, I want to transition, and we'll kind of tie this into some of the things that we're talking about with Sword and Shield, and I want to talk about Let's Go, Pokemon Let's Go, the games. I played Pikachu, so that'll be the one we're talking about.
The lame one, you should got Eevee.
No, because, listen, I wanted that good old yellow nostalgia trip.
Yeah.
And so I was like, obviously I have to get Pikachu, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Eevee is a better one, though. You should have got that.
I'm wondering, though, I mean, I actually don't know, because I feel like the cool part about Eevee is that you can evolve him into whatever you want, but I don't think you can.
You can't evolve him.
You can't evolve him in that one.
Yeah.
Which is cool, I guess. But
what's your favorite evolution?
I think Arctic. What's the water one called?
Vaporeon.
Vaporeon's cool.
Yeah, I was going to say Vaporeon or Umbreon are my favorite.
Umbreon's one of the later ones, right?
Like, yeah, Umbreon is, I believe, the purple one, or is he the black one?
I think that was the black one, maybe.
Yeah, I want the one I like is the black one.
I don't know anything about any of those.
You have to, so those ones were really hard in red and blue. Yeah, because you had to evolve those ones to get those ones. You had to get them to a certain level of like friendship. I don't remember what the stat was.
Wait, you could get these ones? I thought there were only three.
Yeah, you could get these ones.
Really?
Yeah, you just had to do. They didn't use stones. You had to get them to a certain point, and then you had to have your game slot clock set to a certain time to get one of them, whatever one you want, and then they would evolve into those ones.
Are you sure that wasn't in, like, the Game Boy one or whatever? Like,
yeah, that's in the Game Boy one.
So not, like, because, like, not, like...
I don't think they're in yellow.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're not, like, the original.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they're in the original. I think they came in red and blue. That's why I said red and blue.
Well, no, red and blue came out... I was thinking Fire Red and
yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot they had Fire Red and.
Whatever, okay.
Leaf Green.
Anyways, I think that this game was a good old nostalgia trip for me. Pokemon Yellow, I've talked about it a bunch of times. My first game I've ever played.
And it's in the best region.
And it's in the best region. We got that Gen 1 nostalgia pandering that everyone hates.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I was so fucking glad to be back in that world, and it looked cool. All the graphics look sick. I could bring out any Pokemon I wanted out of its Pokeball to just follow me around.
That's cool. I really like that. So they introduced following around in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, which are my favorite Pokemon
games.
Well,
in Pokemon Yellow, Pikachu was always chilling and following you around.
Yeah, but they introduced you could do it with any Pokemon in Soul Silver and Heart
Gold.
And those are my favorite games, but which we can get into a little bit later. And so I love that they have that in this one. And you could have, like, Eevee or Pikachu on your head, right?
Yep.
That's pretty
Pikachu
cute.
Is, no matter what, I think is always out. He's always just
yeah,
chilling.
Yeah, like, I think Eevee's always out, too.
And so it was super cool because, like, if you were in the water, then, like Gyarados, I'd be, like, riding on the head of Gyarados or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was super cool, like, or if you had Lapras or whatever, you're riding on his back.
Hold on, just sidebar, because I knew this whole conversation was you convincing me, but I'm already really excited kind of want to play this
No, game. You do. That's what I'm saying. You should. I totally was like, oh, man, I got this game for Christmas from my parents. I don't know, because they were like, oh, cool, Switch, Pokemon, whatever. And I was totally ready for, like, for me to not like it. I was like,
yeah.
I think it's going to be really easy, whatever. But, dude, it's so full of just, like, joy.
Yeah.
You just feel like a fucking little kid again.
So, here's my question. I just don't like the fact, like, it seems, how hand-holdy is it? Because, like, a lot of people have been saying it's a dumbed-down version of Pokemon, which is already a very easy game.
It is in certain aspects. Like, traversing the world is so much easier than ever. Sometimes people will literally be like, oh, do you want me to bring you there? And then you just kind of flash forward to that place.
Oh.
But there's an option not to. You can be like, oh, no, I'll figure it out, like, whatever. And all of your Pokemon kind of level up at the same rate. So,
really?
the one that you have out gets the most XP, but all of your other Pokemon get XP as well.
So it's like you have XP shares on all your Pokemon.
Yeah, which I actually kind of liked a little bit, because I'm like, I don't know, you're trying to get a Pokemon up to speed. You kind of just put them in there and wait a little bit.
I guess I'm fine with that because I did that anyway, because what I do is I had like a bunch of these games, and so I'd get the XP shares in other games, and then I trade a Pokemon over with the XP share on them to another game.
Oh, okay.
And basically have a full party with all
XP
shares on
them.
Yeah, so
you're doing this shit anyways.
Yeah, but I had to do it the harder way, so it was worth it. And then I'd just go, because this was when you'd get up into the 60s and it takes years to level up your Pokemon,
yeah.
It feels like. And so I'd have a full team with XP shares and then just a beefed out Dragonite, and then I'd just go fight the Elite Four, and then everyone would just level up kind of simultaneously and super quick because you're fighting the Elite Four who have, like, the strongest Pokemon.
And certain gyms, like, the first gym won't let you fight it unless you have a Pokemon that is strong against.
See,
like,
that's
rock.
Annoying.
Yeah,
I don't like
but
that.
Again, I already by
does
that,
it only do it in the first gym or all the
other
gyms?
Gyms are like you have to be this level. Like you have
that
to have,
I don't mind.
Like you're like to do this, you have to have a Pokemon that's level 35. I never once had a problem. You are
yeah.
So you're pretty much over leveled for every single one of these like gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time in any Pokemon game that I've beaten the Elite Four on the first try, which was
really?
Whatever. But again, it's not about. I mean, I don't think Pokemon's ever been about like the fucking difficulty. I think
well,
it was. It's
in
kind
the
of
end.
Been a,
it's kind of about. No, I guess not. I guess in the end, it's more about on fighting people online and fighting your friends more than I guess fighting the computers.
Yeah,
NPCs.
And so, but it was just about the journey. It's so joyful, dude.
Yeah.
Like there's really, I feel like there's a special like kind of excitement. Just you know that your fucking Pokemon levels up at level 36 or whatever, but just getting that screen and watching it happen is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And you get attached to your Pokemon too.
Yeah, and this one's cool because no matter which version you pick, you can get all of the starters. Like it's actually, you can miss them if you want, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But like you can just catch a Bulbasaur, like in kind of the beginning. And then you'll get, just kind of like you do in Pokemon Yellow, you kind of get handed a Squirtle and a Charmander.
Oh, okay.
There's also, they incorporate some of the Pokemon from Sun and Moon. So Sun and Moon has like versions of Gen 1
Alolan
Pokemon. Yeah,
the versions.
Yeah, so there's like an ice version of Sandshrew. And so like if you have a real Sandshrew, you can trade like one of the people in the world for like an Alolan one, which is cool. I don't know. The game just, like I said, it's just really a nostalgia trip.
Yeah. One of the quality of life things that I saw in it that I really like is that you can access your PC from, like, anywhere.
Yeah, that was another thing
so
I was going to talk about.
You're not limited to having to go to the health center all the time to change out your Pokemon, which I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And also, there's reason to catch more than one of the same Pokemon because it's basically kind of it's structured like Pokemon Go, where there's all these Pokemon in the world and you just kind of go up to them and then you go into the thing and you have to throw the ball at them. But if you catch, I catch a Rattata, if I go and catch another Rattata, I get an XP boost. Like, you get combos. So, like, there were times where I'd go into, like, Diglett Cave and just catch 47 Diglets, and each time you kind of get like a combo to like get even more XP.
Okay, that's kind of interesting.
And so, and then obviously after you have all those, you can trade all of your Diglett that you have, you know, except for the one that you want to keep in for candy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can use that candy to buff the stats of whatever Pokemon you feel like. So you could literally make, you know, your Venusaur as quick as you want him.
Yeah.
And so in that way, it is really easy to like overbuff. Like my Pikachu was, I could have beaten that entire game with just him. Like he was fucking insanely powerful.
Because you just catch more Pikachus.
Well, no. As far as I can tell, I think that's your character is the only one who has.
Oh, okay.
I think. At least I couldn't find any of them. But, like, there are special, like, Pikachu candies that you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
And then that uses to, like, buff, like, all of your Pikachu stats.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the game is not by any means, I don't know, not hard or, like, there's not a lot. There's not the depth or whatever that some people would say the other games have. But, like, it's just a really fun time. It's revisiting an old game, remade. You're doing the exact same things. It's the same story. But everything's visually better, and it just exudes happiness.
How often are you in combat, then, since catching Pokemon is no longer a random encounter that's, like, where you actually have to fight the Pokemon?
Well, there's, like, I mean, I would say there's probably more trainers to fight.
Okay.
Which is cool. And every time you fight them, you get, like, more Pokeballs.
Okay.
The only thing that I really...
You're not, like, beating them up and stealing their lunch money in this one?
Well, you do get money.
Oh, okay.
But Pokeballs were, like, one of the only things that I thought were, like, a resource that were not easily handed to you. So, like, you always had a lot of Pokeballs, but not, like, Great Balls or Ultra Balls, which were, for some Pokemon, like, you needed them to catch.
Do you get a Master Ball in this game?
Yeah.
All right.
I wasted it on, well, I didn't waste it, but I couldn't fucking catch the, I used Articuno I got, and I fucking could not catch this little bitch. So I was like, fine, I guess. I want it. Like,
is Mewtwo in this game?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't use it on Mewtwo?
No, but because you can't even access Mewtwo until you have, like, Pokemon who are, like, in the 70s.
Oh, and you didn't get there?
No, I never got there. Oh. I just wanted to beat the game.
Oh, see, I'd want to get him to 100.
No, I never. That's not me. That's too much. I'm not. I don't like the grind. I don't enjoy the grind.
I do, but I like grindy games, and plus I'd want Mewtwo. The game's not done until you capture Mewtwo.
Yeah. Well, my other issue is that, like, if I'm gonna complete a game, I want to do it the full way. And another thing that I think is just fucking busted in this game is the trade system. Because obviously I can't get, like, Gengar unless you trade for a Haunter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then once the Haunter's traded, it'll evolve. But, like, In the online trade system, there's, like, no way to ask for a specific Pokemon. You kind of just match with someone and see what they'll give you.
Can you trade with friends?
Well, yeah, but I don't know anyone who has the game.
Oh, well, if I get the game.
Well, then I'll jump back in.
I might get it.
That's what I'm saying. I really want
to play Pokemon right now, but my only problem is I don't know if I want to play this Pokemon. Because I want to play, like, the Pokemon, like, how I remember Pokemon.
Do you have a 3DS or anything?
No, I have a DS.
Well, yeah, you could go. Well, then, if you
want to boot up my fucking DS from 2007.
Macy recently found her DS, and I was like, I actually got kind of excited because I was like, man, I'm gonna go back and play, like, some of those DS games that I like, some of the Zeldas.
Launch PictoChat.
Yeah, I'm gonna go because I never played. What were the DS Zelda games? Like the
I don't remember
the one with the train and the fucking night one or whatever.
Oh yeah, I don't remember.
Never played them, but I was like, fuck, man, I'll jump into those.
Yeah.
Because DS games are cheap as shit now.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get a charger for it.
Yeah, I probably have my charger. I have everything for my DS. I'm pretty good about keeping my stuff.
I'm kind of considering getting a 3DS again because I have been itching to play another Zelda game that's like
we're getting Link's Awakening soon.
No, I don't know if that's soon, man.
It's probably not soon.
It's probably
next year.
Like, it's supposed to be this year.
Is it?
But I don't think it's coming out until, I mean, I don't want to wait that long. Between Worlds is a beautiful video game, and I want to play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, there's another gripe I have with this game. You remember the Safari Zone?
Yeah.
Not here anymore.
Oh.
In place of the Safari Zone, like, when you get there, I was so pumped to get into that city, dude. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, the Safari Zone's going to be so cool because you go in there, and I wanted to catch a Scyther.
Yeah.
And I went in there, and it's a Pokemon Go, like... It's basically a place where you can import your Pokemon from Pokemon Go, which was stupid.
That's lame.
Yeah, because I played Pokemon Go for like 5 seconds.
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to launch my Pokemon Go app and see what Pokemon I have.
Yeah, but like that's not even as fun.
I need to download Pokemon Go again and then launch it. Honestly, you want to get back into Pokemon Go?
No. We're in the worst winter of our life. Like, I'm not going outside.
Shit ever.
for those of you who are not in the Midwest, we are dying here. We've gotten record snowfalls.
Yeah. And we're in northern Wisconsin, so yeah. If that's any indication.
God damn it.
I'm in such a Pokemon mood, though, now. I woke up this morning. The first thing I did was like, oh, yeah, the direct. So I went and looked and watched the direct. I skipped the first 3 minutes because it was them talking and then got to the trailer. And I'm like, man, I want to play Pokemon.
Yeah, I want to play. That's what I'm saying. I want to go back and play a fucking Pokemon game.
I wonder what I got. Because I played Pokemon Go for a hot minute.
Yeah, I used to play. It was kind of weird how that turned out, because I'd play with my friend Ryan back in my hometown, Nacita, mm-hmm. and we would just, like, walk around town and shit. It kind of just fell off. Like, we played that game for months, I'd say. I mean, but again, I didn't really have any of the cool ones.
For 2 months, maybe three. But so Pokemon came out. Oh, I don't want to submit my date of birth. Pokemon Go came out when I was over in Japan visiting my brother.
Oh, there are probably tons of cool Pokemon there.
And so he lived in, I can't remember the name of the city, Kamigawa at the time. And in Kamigawa, there's like a shrine at every street corner. And they were all Pokestops because they're technically landmarks.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so my brother and I would just go for a run and we'd take our phones and get every Pokemon stop. And we'd do like a 6 mile run. And so by the end of it, I maxed out on Pokeballs, like, because this was when Pokemon Go came out. I don't know if you can max out on Pokeballs anymore now, but I maxed out where I literally couldn't get any more Pokeballs and, like, candies and stuff. Because you'd be running forever, and, like, it refresh, and you could hit the same one again.
Hell yeah.
And so we got a ton of them. And then my biggest problem was, I think Fetchity was the regional Pokemon, is I couldn't ever find a Fetchity. Fetchity, I think it's Fetchity.
Who's that? What the fuck?
It's the little bird with the leak in his...
Oh, Farfetch'd.
Oh, Farfetch'd.
Yeah, I was confused. My bad.
Yeah. I mean, I had the name wrong. Shit, what's my account? This is a lot of work. I kind of wanted to just look at it, but I'll do it after now. But anyway, we play, and I couldn't ever find a Farfetch'd, which I was super pissed about, so I couldn't get the regional Pokemon while I was there. But maybe I'm going back in 2020, so maybe I'll get them then. But then I came back, so then I flew back, and I had, like, my time schedule was all mixed up because it's a 14-hour difference in Japan. And so I got back, and the first thing I did was just go out. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and I just went walking around my hometown catching Pokemon and getting Pokestops. So that was a good time.
I have two questions. One, do you have a favorite Pokemon? And two, do you have any Pokemon game traditions?
Traditions, like what?
So in every Pokemon game I've played, almost all of them have Magikarp in it. And so yeah. I will always get a Magikarp as soon as I can. And then that's the only time I ever grind, is I grind until my Magikarp is a Gyarados.
Mm-hmm. Gyarados is awesome.
Yeah.
Is he your favorite Pokemon?
No, Bulbasaur is my favorite
Bulbasaur?
Pokemon.
That's kind of a basic choice.
He's cool. I don't know. I like him, man.
Not the Ivysaur?
No.
I like Ivysaur, but that's just because of Smash. Yeah. My favorite Pokemon's Dragonite.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. And there's a hilarious...
A little OP, but...
Yeah. There's a hilarious YouTube video. I think it's called Dragonite is OP, and it's fantastic.
And he looks like fucking... Like,
just
why,
the dumbest piece
yeah,
of
like,
shit
Yeah, like,
why
is... It's like literally fucking Charizard's, like, bullshit cousin.
Yeah.
He's like...
But he's an actual dragon type.
Yeah,
so.
But you'd think Charizard would be like, could kick his ass, but actually
yeah,
Dragonite.
Dragonite's super OP. I love Dragonite.
Also,
do you get a Dratini in Eevee? Because if you can't, I'm not getting the
Pokemon. I'm sure you can, but I didn't find any.
That would be my only go, is get a Dragonite. Because Dragonite is so good. He's so OP. He's so OP that I think Vance in the Elite Four has three of them.
Here's my other beef with Dragonite. Why the fuck are Dratini and whatever the second one is blue?
Dragonair?
Yeah.
I think it's... I don't know, actually.
Is there like a biological explanation for that one?
It's Pokemon, so no. But yeah, that is weird. And why is... Yeah, then Dragonite turns into the yellowish tan color.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. I guess I've never thought of that. And Dragonite's hard to get too. He doesn't evolve from Dragonair to Dragonair is the second evolution until 56.
Damn, that's pretty late.
Mm-hmm. And I think you get Dratini to Dragonair is like 42. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
you get Dratini at like 32, so it's only I guess 10 levels.
So
unless you catch him wild.
I'm really going back to this Sword and Shield. I'm really excited to see what the new Pokemon are. I will definitely be getting a Gyarados. And again, jumping back to Let's Go, This is the team that I didn't have my Switch today, and so when I was putting my notes together, I was like, oh, motherfucker, what team did I beat the game with?
Yeah.
This is what I think I beat the game with.
Okay.
Pikachu, Articuno, which is, wait, is that the right name?
Articuno? The ice bird.
Yeah, the ice bird. What's the dog called? The one that's a dog that also has a similar name, right? He's like a, he's a legendary. He's got a purple.
Suicune?
Suicune. Never mind. I don't know why I got those.
That one, he's like a wind guy.
Yeah, anyways. Articuno, Charizard, Gyarados, Venusaur, and Kabutops, I think.
Kabutops is the fossil, right?
Yep, the one of the fossils.
I like him. I usually, for my fossil, I usually choose the dragon-looking one that's also not a dragon type.
Oh, Aerodactyl?
Aerodactyl, yes.
I thought Kabutops was cooler. I don't know. Just because he's got, like, fucking, you know, big old sights for hands.
I
like,
tend to lead toward the dragon-looking ones, though.
I'm trying, what are some of your other favorite Pokemon?
I'd have to think about it. Oh, I really like, in, I believe, Diamond and Pearl is, I can't remember his name, but he's the little flying squirrel looking dude with the big bushy, he sits on his tail and then he's kind of a little round and has his little.
Is he like the electric one?
No, I can't remember his name, but he's a little like brown guy.
Okay.
I can't hear, I'll look him up, see his name. What are your other favorite Pokemon?
I've got the list up here. It's a lot of Gen 1s. Obviously, I have a lot of Gen 1. I really like Squirtle. Again, kind of a basic-ass one, but he's fun. I love that he's literally a fucking gangster in the anime, where he's like, literally with the Squirtle gang.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
Sentret, this little guy.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then I believe he evolves, or no, I don't know if he evolves into Ferret, but I also really like Ferret.
I also really like Gengar, but I fucking can never get him because I don't know anyone. So once you get that game, the first thing you're doing is giving me a Haunter.
A Haunter. Oh, yeah. Haunter's sweet.
But I want Gengar.
Gengar is
way
also
cooler.
Sweet. Yeah, Gengar is way cooler. Well, do you have, I can't remember, Abracadabra? Or Kadabra, I think is.
That's another one that you can only get.
Yeah, because you have to trade to get Kazam.
Alakazam. I had an Abra. I never got a Kadabra.
Oh, you should get a Kadabra. So
yeah,
you
so we'll do some trading, you know. I have a lot of nostalgia for obviously Gen 3 with Sapphire and So I really liked Blaziken when I was a kid. I thought he was really cool, even though it really never made sense to me that he was like a rooster.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I didn't. I was like,
I love his evolution though to like the ninja looking dude.
That's Blaziken.
Is Blaziken the ninja one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it goes Torchic, which I thought was really cute, Combusken to Blaziken.
Yeah. I really like Blaziken.
That was the one I picked when I was a young lad.
Is he your favorite? Oh, I guess you said Bulbasaur was your favorite Pokemon, so I assume that's your favorite starter.
Yeah, probably, maybe.
I really like Cyndaquil. I think he would probably be my favorite. Honestly, the Cyndaquil, Totodile, and Treecko, I think, are my favorite starters.
Hell yeah.
And that's also in our Gold and Silver. So
you mean, well, Chikorita was the...
Or Chikorita, yeah.
Yeah, those are... That was actually, like, dude, like, probably the best, like, starters.
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite gen, too, honestly.
I really liked Flaffy and Ampharos, the, like you know, remember, like, the little sheep Pokemon, and then it turns into, like, the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
The, like, electric ones? Damn. Mm,
those are cool. What's the cow Pokemon?
Oh, with the volcano.
Miltank.
Oh, I was thinking with the volcano on his back. I was thinking
you think of this one.
Yeah.
This is the one
Miltank,
I really like.
Hell yeah.
Miltank's awesome. Plus you get his like milk and it kind of like buff stats and stuff.
Yeah. What's your favorite legendary Pokemon?
Ooh. That's a good question. Rayquaza's sweet, but I don't know if he'd be my favorite. That's probably my favorite story with the legendaries though is the Groundon, Rayquaza, and Kyogre.
That one, because they were like, dude, those things were fucking insane. Yeah. I was stupid that you could even catch them.
And like Groundon's like massive and like literally the biggest Pokemon and like sweet. Plus just getting Rayquaza was sweet, having to do the bike puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it fucking is infuriating because you'd fall down one floor and then just fall down the rest and have to do all of them. Although, if you're good, you'd save on each floor, and that way you could reload your save if you fell. Entei is pretty fucking dope, though, too.
Wait, which one's that?
Entei is the one with Suicune and...
Yeah.
I don't remember the electric guy's name. It's like Ryuku or something.
Yeah, he had that... Remember he had that movie that he, like, kidnapped a little girl?
Yeah.
That was pretty wild.
That movie was buck wild.
I remember really liking when I was a kid the Celebi movie.
I probably did, but I don't remember it. Lugia is also pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But Ho-Oh is definitely the superior bird.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Damn, I'm having some good old flashbacks.
Yeah,
right?
This is really making me. I might not get Ape Out now this week and wait till I get Pokemon instead.
Oh, another Pokemon that I really liked, because again, it was from Gen 3, I think, was Metagross.
Metagross, what's he
like? He's like a fucking robot, basically.
Oh, right.
And I just thought.
I really love Salamence, too.
Yeah, you just like the dragon ones. I thought Salamence was cool because he was like, you have like the little dude with like the head, and then he turns into like a shell, and then you get Salamence for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good old Pokemon.
Cubone's pretty cute.
Yeah, Cubone's cool. His
evolves
stage
into like Marowak, I think.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be that literally his head is like a fucking dead Marowak?
Yeah, it's the skull of his mother, I believe.
Oh, man, that's... God, Pokemon was kind of fucked up.
Right? Well, that whole Lavender Town is just entirely really spooky.
Rhydon's cool.
Rhydon is pretty sweet.
Oh, shit. God, there's so many good Pokemon, dude.
Right?
Magmar is stupid. I don't know why I always thought that Pokemon looked dumb. His head looks like a butt.
I like his lower evolution.
Oh, yeah, but that came in later.
Yeah, he's cute, though. Makes you feel good. Plus, they introduce, like, because Magmar and, like, Jinx and one other Pokemon were all,
Electabuzz.
Like, the really, Electabuzz, were, like, all really ugly.
Yeah.
And so then they introduce really cute lower versions of them.
Oh, man. Isn't it kind of spooky that some of the Pokemon just look, like, Mr. Mime just kind of looks like a person?
Yeah, that one's pretty spooky.
Oh, man. Anyway, so let's go. I think that everyone should play.
Dude, I might fucking play it now.
You really should. I'm telling you.
I have so many papers to write this week, and I might just get this game instead. Just fail all my classes. Who needs college?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. If we can get this podcast going, we don't need college anymore. We're dropping out then.
Yeah, well, I only have a semester left. I probably should just finish.
Yeah, I don't have that much left.
Yeah, you think you have two, right?
Well, I don't think this is... You know what? We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But, anyways, are you good on Pokemon? Anything else you want to say? I'm really excited for Sword and Shield.
I'm really excited. I can't wait to see more from them. I want to see more Pokemon. I want to see what their legendaries are going to be. I want to see if they're going to have a Team Rocket-esque team or if they're going to do something different with the story.
That's my one wish. Like, my one wish is that they do something to mix up the formula.
It's called Sword and Shield, though, so like I feel like you're going to be fighting someone.
Maybe.
Maybe a sword and shield. Oh, one thing I noticed that I forgot that I really liked is I think you could change your outfits.
Yeah, well, you can in Let's Go.
Oh, you can?
And you can dress up your Pikachu,
sweet.
Which is
okay.
Super cool.
I'm sold. I'm getting these games. You can change your clothes.
I hope that there's more options, though, because in Let's
it
Go,
it did look
like
it.
Yeah. Because,
like, he goes into the Pokemon Stadium, which looks sweet. It basically looked like a Smash stage.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Everyone, this has been the Generic Gaming Podcast.mp3. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, or if you have ever enjoyed this show, or if you think you will enjoy this show at some point in the future, remember to rate us, share it with your friends, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Late for Embargo. Tune in next week when Reggie Fils-Aimé comes in to talk about retirement and we all have a good cry. Anyways, we love you. Unless you suck, then we don't, and you should probably work on that. Have a good one.